bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion for today, from the 10th chapter of Mark. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Not one in 100 of the Daily Devotion listeners will know the name Arland Williams, Jr. Arland Williams, Jr. was a bank examiner who died on January 13, 1982. If you've forgotten him, or never knew him, let me tell you a little bit about Arland. He was one of the passengers on Air Florida Flight 90 when it crashed into the frozen Potomac River. He, along with five others, managed to survive. Still, because a storm hampered rescue efforts, it looked as if the survivors might not survive. Only after hours of waiting did a helicopter make it to the desperate souls. The chopper airlifted one person to safety and came back. The life ring was grabbed by Arland, who gave it to someone else. The chopper came back a third time, and the third time, as well as the fourth, Arland gave it to someone else. Eventually, Arland was alone. But when the helicopter came back for him, he was gone. I bring up the story of Arland Williams, Jr., because last week, in an MSNBC story about heroes, Dr. Earl Babbie, Professor Emeritus of Behavioral Sciences at Chapman University, said, "I wish it were possible to interview heroes the day before they risk their lives for someone else. I bet you won't find anyone who can tell you with assurance what he or she would do in a life-threatening situation." I'd be willing to take the professor's bet. I take the bet because there would be no gambling involved. You see, I know one hero who knew exactly what he would do in a life-threatening situation. I know Jesus. Jesus was fully aware of why he had been born into this world. He was acquainted with the prophecies of Isaiah, which said the Messiah would be beaten, stricken, wounded, so humanity would be saved. Because he knew, Jesus was able to tell his disciples that he had come to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus knew that if you and I were to be rescued from death, he would have to sacrifice himself. And so he did. Willingly, Jesus gave his life so we might be given a new lease, a permanent lease on eternal life. Which is why Jesus is the greatest hero this world has ever seen. More than that, he is the only Savior this world will ever know. With thankful hearts, we remember his birth. But with repentant hearts, we recall why he came. He came as a hero, to give his life as a ransom for many. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice which saves a sinner like me. In your name, amen.